Hey everyone!
Hola a todos!
This is Shahida.
And this is Stephanie, and welcome back to Cuento Crimen Podcast.
But this time we are on YouTube, and y'all are probably seeing our faces, and now you know what we look like if you didn't know before. It's a little nerve-wracking to be in front of a camera.
It is.
I would say.
It's much easier to do it only audio.
Yeah, because now you're like, you know, you have to think about like your posture, like, you know, like your face expressions. But obviously, we're going to try to be authentic, and you know, this is who we are, and you'll see that I talk with my hands a lot.
Yeah. So yeah, anyways, you guys know us through audio episodes, and we cover true crime cases that, you know, you often don't hear about and that don't get much media attention or resources. So those are the kind of true crime cases that we cover, and we do it in Spanglish because that's a big part of who we are and how we grew up. Those episodes will remain the same. This YouTube segment is going to be a little bit extra. It's going to be separate videos from those true crime cases that I just described. So yeah, this is going to be extra.
Yeah. So like, if you like our episodes and if you're like, oh, but what about the podcast? It's still there. And cada miércoles, there's still going to be a new episode. We just decided to add a little to it, you know, like, and so now we're adding this small segment on YouTube and seeing if you guys like it. I know sometimes a lot of people have said like, oh, we can't wait till next week to have another episode. So maybe this can be your little extra. a little extra episode until the next episode comes out.
Yeah, we don't know how often we'll do these, but we'll have to like double check in.
We'll just go with the flow and see
with that.
Yeah.
And so these YouTube videos are going to be quick stories. A segment is called How I Almost Got Kidnapped. And I feel like a lot of us might have stories, personal stories of friends, family. You'll have those stories and we just kind of want to, you know, share them and kind of learn from them too, you know?
Yeah. And also I feel like this segment is a lot more casual. Like it's just going to be us like obviously reading the stories that you all send in or, you know, that our family members have sent in and then just like talking about it, you know, just like our reactions and commentary and all that stuff.
Yeah.
So yeah. So if you have a story of how you almost got kidnapped, which you would like to share, and also like you do not have to share your name, like it can be anonymous, you can feel free to send that over to our email, which is just cuentocrimenpodcast@gmail.com. You can share as much as you want, you can share as little as you want, or you don't even have to share at all. But if you'd like to share, feel free to send us your stories over, and they would be featured in the segment.
Okay, so we are starting with our first story, and I haven't heard it. It's Jahaira. She's bringing this story.
It's me. And usually segment. I think that's what we'll do, right? Like, I'll say one story, and then you'll say another one, kind of just the layout of the segment. But yeah, so today I have a story, which is from my niece, and then she has a story that she will share as well, so... So should I begin?
Yes. We want to hear it.
Also, it's going to be Spanish, you guys, porque así hablamos.
Yes.
So se viene en inglés, se va en español. It is what it is. So yeah, so for today's story, like I said, it's my niece. And Steph knows my niece. She's watched her grow up. My niece is now 13 years old. She'll be 14 in March, which is crazy. Like, I cannot believe it. Like, si tienes hijos, you probably know what it is to watch them grow up. And then I tell Steph all the time, like, just wait till you see your nieces all grown up. Like, it is, like, mind-blowing. Because it's, like, you just can't believe that that's the same little girl, you know? she's such a teenager now. So, anyways, I have two little mini stories that she experienced, which is crazy to say two. So yeah, so I'll start. The first one happened when she was younger. I think she was 3 years old. And then the next one that she experienced happened a few months ago, actually, with my son. So that's crazy. So I'll start with like when she was little. So basically, and like it's very short, you know, like quick little instance, because like I feel like that's how kidnapping works. Like I feel like it's fast, it's in a split of a second, you know. So basically the story goes que cuando ella tenía tres años, it was my sister, my brother-in-law, my nephew who's older than my niece, and then my niece. y ellos iban entrando a la Walmart. And I mean, I'm pretty sure we've all been to Walmart, right? Or Target or whatever. Mm-hmm. And sometimes, like, when you're going in, there's a lot of people, right? Like, mm-hmm. entran muchos at the same time. And so my sister said that before they went in, they grabbed a cart. And she said how when they were little, my brother-in-law would get one for my nephew, and mm-hmm. then she would get another cart for my niece para sentarlos allí. Mm-hmm. But of course, my niece was always a very, like, independent little woman. And she refused that day to sit on the cart. And she's like, no, mommy, like, I want to walk, and I'll just, like, I'll hold the cart, like, on the side. Mm-hmm. And then my sister was like, no, hold my hand. And she was like, of course, no, mommy, no, you know, I'll hold the cart. So my sister's like, okay, fine, hold the cart, you know? Mm-hmm. And so she said that, yeah, like, they're walking in or whatever. And, like, again, it's a bunch of people. And they get to the inside of the store. And she says that my niece, her name is Valeria, that she's like, you know what, mommy, I want to go in the cart. I want to go in the cart. Put me in the cart. And then she's like, okay, well, what a change of mind. Y que la sienta pues en el carrito. And that she kind of sees Valeria kind of like spooked. That mm-hmm. she's like seeing her like turn around, like the, kind of like on the lookout. Mm-hmm. Y que ella le dice like, Valeria, are you okay? Like, what happened? And keep in mind, she's three, so she doesn't like know how to explain mm-hmm. much. And then she's like, oh, it's, you know, like, when we were walking in, el señor me agarró mi mano, and like he was trying to pull me. And my sister was like, what? And then she was like, yeah, he like was holding my hand. He was trying to pull me, but I was holding the cart, and that she was like letting go, that she was fighting. And like my sister was like, oh my God, like, holy crap, like they're trying to take my daughter, you know? And my sister was saying how she just like got like this ear feeling, which I mean, I would have too. Y que mejor dejaron los carritos y se fueron de la yeah. tienda. And obviously, like, I mean, it's like a bunch of people coming in. So my sister wasn't sure what man, like, mm-hmm. my niece wasn't able to say what man. Like, she didn't mm-hmm. really look up. She just knows that it was a man, and like he was trying to tug her, yeah. like tug her away. And so my sister, like, you know, came home and like she told my mom. And my mom is very like, uno nunca sabe, like, this is, you know, like, she, todos estos dichos, like, that's my mom's life. Yeah. And so she's like, ves por qué te digo, like, it can happen in one split second, mm-hmm. like, this is why you always have to put them in the cart, because you just never know. And, like, my mom is a big believer that, like, when you're in the store with a toddler or a baby, you should be nowhere away from the baby, like, mm-hmm. not even, like, a foot away. She's like, because someone can come right behind you and just take them. Mm-hmm. And like sometimes I'm like, ay, ma, que exagerada es, you know? But then like the cases that we talk about yeah. and like incidents like this, like Valeria could have been gone in like a second. Like mm-hmm. had that man fought her a little harder,
yes.
you know, like la agarra, se la lleva. And like my sister wouldn't even have known until they were actually like through the entrance.
Through the entrance, and like every second counts.
Yeah.
Honestly, I would have left too, because you don't know, like, you can't really do your grocery shopping anymore porque vas a sentir como que te están viendo. Yeah. Because you don't know who was the one tugging her hand. So it's like, you know, like you can't, you're going to walk through the aisles like, are they watching me? Are they waiting for me to leave?
Yeah.
Like in the car, will they try something again? So yeah, I think the smartest thing was to leave.
And honestly, the good thing was that she was with my brother-in-law. Because mm-hmm. imagine if it was just like her and like with two kids. Like, yeah. I don't know. I feel like that makes me nervous to yes. think about.
This reminds me, like, I guess a quick little story. This reminds me, my mom was just at Target like maybe 2 months ago. Mm-hmm. And she was, you know, shopping. Y luego ve a un señor como, I mean, obviously my mom was like not trying to judge or anything, right? Yeah. But un señor como like, you know, like he just looked a little bit out of place. Y mm-hmm. que tenía un bebé en sus manos. Y tenía una cobijita como bien delgadita, right? Mm-hmm. And she thought it was odd that that was all that he had, like, as a father, like, you know,
yeah.
teniendo así niño. And she just felt like, you know? But she couldn't, that's all she, like, got from that situation. Yeah. So she can't really assume, is that the father, blah, blah, yeah, blah, you know? Yeah. So, but then, like, maybe 10 seconds later, una señora, mi hijo, ¿dónde está mi hijo? Yeah. And my mom was just like, you know, and then NSO, like, they got the guy before he even, like, left. I think they were, you know, like, the security team in the camera room. They knew what was going on. But, like, in a split of a second, that guy took the baby from the stroller.
That is so scary. Mm-hmm. See what I mean? Like, that is just, like, so scary. And I feel like stories like that mm-hmm. and then, like, stories like this of Valeria, like, when I go to Target or, like, somewhere, I'm just, like, no, like, someone has to be by the car at yeah. all times with the little one, because it's so scary.
You can't turn around for a second. Mm-hmm.
And if he's walking, I am right behind him. Yeah. I'm not waiting like 2, 3, 5 steps because mm-hmm. someone can instantly come in between and snatch mm-hmm. him. Or maybe he makes a turn. I don't see him. And that's it. You know,
yeah,
like no. he's lost. It's scary.
Yeah.
It's very scary to think about. But yeah, but luckily that incident, no pasaron cosas más graves, mm-hmm. you know, and like my niece spoke up and, you know, she was in the car and mm-hmm. como te digo, like they went home. So that was that. And hopefully, you know, whoever that man was unsuccessful with any of the child that he yeah. tried to take that day or something. So yeah, so that was like the first little experience that she had. And unfortunately, she had another one.
And now, what, as a teenager?
As a teenager, yeah. Yeah, she had another one as a teenager, I said, like, a few months ago. Mm-hmm. So she was in vacations. Her and my nephew were in vacations. And my mom is the one who takes care of my baby while I'm at work. Mm-hmm. And so my mom, every day, she cleans a restaurant. It's a Indian cuisine restaurant. Mm-hmm. Y entonces, she usually goes at night. Mm-hmm. But the morning, she was like, oh, you know, like, the older kids are home. So, like, they can take care of the baby while I just go in and clean it. I mean, mm-hmm. we're Mexicans.
Yes.
it's normal, right?
It is what it is.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Está como en una placita. So, it's like, there's other, like, stores around and mm-hmm. stuff. So, my mom dice que le dijo a my niece, Valeria, that she was like, oh, like, while me and Freddie, my nephew, clean the restaurant, can you entertain Ivancito? You know, like, stay in the car with him, you know, put some music mm-hmm. on, whatever. And, like, they took him toys, they took him snacks. Like, mm-hmm. honestly, it does not take that long to clean up. Like, it's literally, mm-hmm. like, 30 minutes between two people. Mm-hmm. So my mom says that, yeah, Valeria se quedó afuera con Ivancito, like, they were in the car. And then that Valeria came down with Ivancito y que le dijo, oh, like, well, I'm going to be walking him around. Like, we're just going to be right out here walking mm-hmm. around. And, you know, it's, like, early in the morning. No restaurant is really open. Mm-hmm. Like, there's a Target, but it's, like, all the way across, mm-hmm. you know, 'cause it's, like, a plaza. Mm-hmm. And then next to next to the restaurant that my mom cleans is Panera, mm-hmm. Panera Bread. And that one's open, right? Because mm-hmm. it's, like, breakfast and stuff. So that's usually, like, the only people that are, like, around. So my mom, and plus, like, the restaurant she cleans has, like, these big windows. Mm-hmm. And, like, you can just see through everything. Mm-hmm. And, again, my mom being my mom was like, yo le echaba ojo. Like, yo sabía que ahí estaba mi hija con mi hijo, you know? Mm-hmm. And, like, so, like, everything was fine. And then she says that after a few minutes, Valeria comes in through the door. And she walks, like, passing the dining area, like, where all the tables are at, and she goes, like, back to where the bathroom is, and, like, that's, like, a hallway, and that's kind of, like, just for employees, mm-hmm. and she goes all the way back, and my mom was, like, you know, in the middle of mopping, and then she's, like, todo bien, and Valeria's, like, alguien viene, and my mom thought that maybe, because sometimes, like, the chefs are coming uh-huh. in and stuff, and so my mom was, like, oh, maybe uno de ellos, you know. And then my mom was kind of confused, but she's like, okay. And so she kept mopping. And then that she hear, because every time, like, the front door opens, like, it's like a beep, beep, mm-hmm. you know. So she heard the beep, beep. And then she turned around and that it was this man. And he was a white man. Mm-hmm. And he clearly did not work there. Because, like, it's small. Like, we know los trabajadores. And then my mom, like, se le queda viendo. And that he was saying something in English, but my mom couldn't really understand. Y que ya nomás le dijo, like, it's closed. Like, what are you doing? Get out. And that he kept repeating the same phrase. And then my mom was like, no, I'm saying it's closed. Mm-hmm. Like, get out. And then that's when he kept walking, like, towards the back, too.
Oh, my God.
And then my mom was like, hey, like, get out. Que ahí le empezó a gritar, you know, like, with a firmer voice. And so, que ya, the guy was like, what the hell? And then, que en eso, like, my nephew was coming out from the back. And, y'all, my nephew, like, he's 17, but he's a big boy. Like he's tall. Like, he's big, you know?
Yeah.
And so, like, he looked at my nephew, and then he's like, oh, okay. And then I guess que también miró que ya había unos trabajadores inside the mm-hmm. kitchen. So he saw that my mom was in alone or,
oh my God.
You know? And so that he finally was just like, man, whatever. And then he turned around and that he left. And, you know, my mom, like, kind of, like, got, like, this weird feeling. So she says that she went and she locked the door, which I'm telling her, I'm like, you should do it from the beginning, you
yeah.
know? Y que ya rato, like, Valeria comes out through the back, and that she tells him that she's like, oh, yeah, I saw him. Like, he came out of Panera, and he walked past me and Ivancito. And then, like, 2 seconds later, like, he literally walked by and then turned back around mm-hmm. and came. And she was like, and he was standing right there just looking at me and Ivancito. And she said that she, like, when she noticed that he was looking at her, that he was starting to come towards her.
Oh, my God.
And that's when she was like, do I run to the car or do I run inside with my grandma? And I tell her all the time, like, I am so glad that you ran inside with grandma, because if you had gone in the car, he could have easily opened the door, mm-hmm. you know, or like taking you or taking the baby, whoever he was eyeing. Yeah. But she said that, yeah, like he instantly made a U-turn and he was just looking at her, like he was observing her. And that's when she felt uncomfortable.
Yeah.
And like also the fact that she went into this restaurant that's supposed to be closed and he followed right after. And my mom was like, I see, like, you know, like, I can't believe it. Like, mm-hmm. it could have happened. Like, if someone else was with him in a car, they could have just thrown both of them in the mm-hmm. car. Or he could have just snatched Ivancito from Valeria, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And so yeah, so that's a, like, I guess, like, the main part of it. And, like, Valeria was, like, very spooked for mm-hmm. a few days. Like, she was scared.
Yeah.
And so, like, you know, telling her the same thing. Like, can't trust anyone. Good thing that you're, like, very observant. Mm-hmm. And you noticed that he came back. And you noticed that he was hanging out.
You got in on, like, right time, mm-hmm. you know? You reacted on like, on the spot.
Yeah, because
you know?
If fuera for otra, like, maybe she was on her phone mm-hmm. or, you know. And I was telling her, I was like, and always run when there's people.
Yeah.
Like, never go off alone. Always go where there's someone that can help you, whether you know them or not.
Yeah.
You know? And I was telling her, I was like, but, like, how did he look? You know? Mm-hmm. And she was just like, it was just an ordinary white man. Like, he had a backpack. He was dressed uh-huh. like a normal person. And I was just like, caras vemos, corazones mm-hmm. lo sabemos. But yeah, after that day, my mom never takes him anymore yeah. to clean the restaurant. And, you know, she's just always telling Valeria specifically. I mean, it, obviously, like, males have a risk too. Mm-hmm. But, you know, she's always like, in the mentality that, like, oh, you're a yeah. woman though, you're
and she's like a young teenager yeah. right now, you know. I will say, like, you know, these stories, it's like, well, nothing happened, right?
Yeah, thankfully.
And we can only assume and like what you felt in the moment, but I felt like it's very telling that this man goes inside and is kind of disrespectful.
Yeah.
If he was in there for any other reason, he should go in there and announce why he's there, right?
Yeah.
And why is it when he saw your nephew Freddie, who's a lot bigger, he like backed off and left.
And left,
like
yeah.
if he saw someone who speaks English,
mm-hmm.
why didn't he like
explain
it to Freddie so then he can explain it to an adult, you know?
Yeah.
But no, he decided he saw like someone was there
yeah.
that could protect them, and he's like, oh, okay, I gotta bounce.
And like, I just like, I really wish that like I knew what he had said.
In the beginning, I was, you know, really curious.
Because, like, my mom was saying, like, es que yo no le entendí. And mm-hmm. I was like, I really wonder what he was saying. Like,
yeah.
Was he asking for Valeria? Was mm-hmm. he pretending to be her parent, her guardian?
Oh, my God, you're right.
Like, you just don't know. Like, maybe he's like, did you see my daughter? Is
yeah.
my daughter here? You just don't know.
Wow, that's scary.
Or like, yeah, or maybe he also thought that Valeria just, like, randomly ran in there and, like, that the people inside didn't know her.
Mm-hmm.
So who knows? But I was just like, I am very glad that both she and my baby are safe.
Yeah.
Because who knows, you know?
Oh, that's so scary.
Yeah. Pero sí duró like unos días bien asustada, mm-hmm. Valeria. Like, yeah, you could tell. And I was just like, you just got to be on your toes all the time and always run to where there's people. Mm-hmm. Never run to be alone or hide, mm-hmm. you know, and speak up. And I feel like that's one thing, like, we're always so scared to like, mm-hmm. like say, like, oh, that man is looking at me funny. But no, it's like, if you get that gut feeling, speak up.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, so those are the two stories I have for y'all, for my niece
Valeria.
From Valeria, poor little Lela. But yeah.
Okay, so I have the next short story. Ooh. And this one is from a family member, but I won't be saying real names.
Actually, I should probably ask Valeria. I'm sure she doesn't mind though.
Yeah, ask her, then we can beep it if she doesn't want it. But I did ask and they were like, no, just give fake names.
And we respect it.
Yeah. So I know this is a story well because it's a family member, yeah. but I do have like a little notes here and there because it's not my story. So I assigned names. So there is a 5-year-old David. So he's a little one. And then there's a 10-year-old Vanessa.
Mm-hmm.
So David and Vanessa are the ones in the story. And so David is a brother and then Vanessa is a sister. So the little brother was participating in a fundraiser in school.
Mm-hmm.
So do y'all remember the World's Finest Chocolate?
Oh, yes. They're so good. I would eat half of my box.
Yes. I was like, hace negocio conmigo. Yeah. You know? But so, yeah, so that was that. And you know how if you sell more, you get better prices and stuff.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So this little boy sold one full box. Wow. And then so David and Vanessa had like the idea of like, okay, like let's sell more, you
let's
know, to, you know, get the better prices. Entonces, David got a new box, but now he had an empty box and he had a full box. Mm-hmm. So they decided to half it. So like half of the box in the empty one. Uh-huh. Entonces, then they decided to go out into the neighborhood and so they said that David would take one side of the block and then Vanessa would take the other side of the block.
Like across from each other?
Yes, across from each other. And they would walk together, right?
Yeah.
So they were doing that and it was, you know, going fine. And that they got towards the end of the street and that David didn't make a sale in one house. So he went up one. Uh-huh. But Vanessa kind of had to stay one house down because she was making a transaction. But that the lady was like taking forever to go get the dollar. Right. And so Vanessa kind of turned around and then he saw like David approaching a white car. She thought it was a little bit weird, you know, but she couldn't really move. Well, at least she felt like she couldn't really move because she was doing a transaction.
Yeah.
So as soon as she finished that transaction, she like ran across the street and then was with her brother. But in that moment, I think the brother was handing the dollar through the window.
Ooh.
To this like old white man. And I've talked to Vanessa because Vanessa's like very passionate about this. And she said that she will never forget the look as like if it felt like she was walking slow motion to get to her brother. And like they, like, you know, she locked eyes with this man. Right.
Yeah.
And like it was a stare that she knew like that guy was no good. Right. Uh-huh. Like he was there for something. Right.
Again, the gut feeling.
Mm-hmm. And entonces she grabbed her little brother and she's like, why are you doing that? And like, why are you like, don't do that. You know, no one stops for a chocolate. Like that, you know? And like the brother was being defensive, like, oh no, like I just got a sale. You know?
I got
what are you
dollar.
Talking about? You know? Entonces they like kept walking and then like bend the corner and there's a bunch of kids there because like there was like a cat that had just given birth or something like that. And like they were looking for the mom.
Yeah.
They had all the kittens, but they were looking for the cat mom. But and so then they bent the other corner. So now they were like on a different street.
Yeah.
And at the same white car with the white man in there, goes around and like I guess his intention was to meet with the two kids, right? And so she locked eyes with him again, right? She's only 10 too, but like she was saying, I just felt like the bigger sibling, right? The one that was, you know, but in reality she's 10, like she's not that big, you know. And then that he did a U-turn there and then went out, but there was no reason for him, like she was describing the neighborhood, there was no reason for him to do that action, because if he did that action, it would have made sense if he made the full turn to go back to the house that he was parked at.
And
it was, he was parked on the street, so it was in a driveway. If he was a visitor or whatever, like it would have made sense if he went back, like he had forgotten something inside the house. But he turned to, he decided to do a U-turn to leave the street, you know. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
And so she's like traumatized from like that experience. And they said, like, if she wasn't there, that her little brother would, like, be gone and whatnot. And, like, she was really spooked from that situation.
I mean, yeah.
Like, she said she got, like, nightmares. And let me see. I was not really following the script that I have here. But yeah. Oh, yeah. So the aftermath of that is that, yeah, she's, like, super spooked. And, like, they, like, walked home and, like, they told her parents. And Vanessa, like, had to sleep, well, she decided to sleep with her little brother.
Aww.
Because she felt like the guy was going to come back.
I mean,
you know?
Honestly, like, if you think about it, like, I experienced, like, if you experience something like that, si se te va a quedar, like, you know, for a few days, maybe years. And even, like, for a child, like, I feel like it sticks definitely, like, a lot longer, you know? Because, like, well, this is, like, also sagging into another one. But remember how I told you, like, this is kind of like a personal story, but we had like a crazy neighbor and he accidentally, I don't know if he did or if he didn't, but he came into our apartment. Like his apartment was right on top of ours. And he came in all the way to our apartment And me and my partner were in the room because I think we were fixing some stuff. But thankfully, my mother-in-law was there and my baby was in the swing. And oh. Yeah, and my mother-in-law was in the kitchen and she said that she heard the door open. And she was like, what? And then she heard somebody talking to the baby.
Oh my
and
God.
Then she like runs out, you know, because it was like an unfamiliar voice. And it's like this strange man just standing in the middle of our living room talking to my baby. And like, thankfully, again, nothing happened. Mm-hmm. But like, that experience to me, even now, like now he's gone, like he doesn't like live there and stuff, but like I still think about it sometimes, like when my partner leaves to work and I'm just like me and the baby, I'm like, okay, what do I do if he breaks in though? Like, what do I do if he's in here again? Like, how do I get out, even knowing that he's not there? You yeah. know what I mean? So like now imagine for a 10 year old that experienced something like yeah. that, you know, made her gut wrench, like mm-hmm. it's yeah, I can definitely see her.
Yeah, she said like it took a lot for her to kind of outgrow that and yeah. like let her brother sleep on his own.
It's also really cute that she was like really overprotective
as a 10 year old, but yeah. like now looking back, like now what we know, like, you know, like 10 years old is like your kid too, you know, yeah. ¿Qué vas a hacer tú?
Like obviously, like yeah, she's yeah. gonna know more than the 5-year-old to not stop yeah. at this like random guy trying to buy a chocolate, yeah. but she's also like, yeah, ¿cómo se va a defender? Mm-hmm. You know, ay, ay, su hermanito, like he yeah. can take both.
And then like she also described some of the nightmares that she had after oh. this. Like there was one that, you know, like in her dream, her little brother was kidnapped oh. and she was out in the neighborhood looking for him and then finding pieces of his broken bike.
Oh, that's
crazy, huh?
Yeah.
Like, that's just trauma right
I
there.
I mean, they say dreams are a reflection of your thoughts. Yeah. So that's what was really going in her
pobrecita.
Consciously or subconsciously. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then to wrap it up, I guess now in their adult life, David claims that he was just getting money, making a sale. he claims that he wasn't going to get kidnapped, right?
Yeah.
And Vanessa, till this day, takes credit for saving him.
I like that. I love that. I'm glad that they're both okay. Mm-hmm. I'm glad that she was there to like kind of prevent, I guess the transaction that. Did happen yeah. but like just the transaction happened yeah. you know, y como que se desanimó el señor a mirar que estaba yeah. otra persona
con si él. Estuviera solo
yeah easily,
you know, but be, like two, like that's a witness
yeah,
so
which is also kind of like ironic how they say like don't take candy from strangers.
Mm-hmm.
Well kids, don't sell candy to strangers.
Yeah,
because I mean you never know
because
it is kind of weird like how I mean, maybe he was seeing them sell chocolates, but like the fact, like the U-turn, like for what if you already got your yeah. chocolate, you know? And it's also like, yeah, like who stops for chocolate?
And it's not, the area wasn't like super trafficked, you mm-hmm. know? They still live there in that area. And they, ella dice que she never saw that car again and she never saw that person again. So it even like if it was car. A visitor, you yeah. know, a friend, they never got to see them again, like visiting pues.
Yeah.
So, yeah, but you know, people usually don't stop for a chocolate.
Yeah. And especially como dices tú, like at just a mm-hmm. random neighborhood.
Yeah.
It's, yeah. It's a little strange.
Strange.
I believe Vanessa's gut feeling. If she says that there is something there, I 100% believe there mm-hmm. is something there.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that was the stories that we had for this segment of today.
Mm-hmm.
Como dijimos, if you have your own story that you would like to share, please email it over to us at cuentocrimenpodcast@gmail.com. I was gonna say .com, but hey, we'll make it easier. If you also want to just send it over as a DM on Instagram, we're just Cuento Crimen Podcast. Mm-hmm. That could also work. Just make sure you let us know that that's what it is.
Yeah.
Because we might confuse it with the request or something.
Mm-hmm.
So si ustedes tienen sus historias, we would be more than happy to read them. I don't know. I'm so fascinated by like, you know, stories and just the different ways, you know, like, because
mm-hmm.
I don't know the how to say it.
Different ways like, that it can happen.
It can happen. There you go.
And like these people, it's just a short story. Like it didn't yeah. actually happen. It was a gut feeling. And so I feel like, you know, we like true crime. We have yeah. a podcast on true crime. We tell all these stories. But I feel like this segment could be like a bit helpful and like just knowing, you know, people's experiences.
And sure, yeah,
sharing the experiences and like kind of learning from them, you know?
Yeah, 100% agree.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. So if you have a how I almost got kidnapped story, again, send it over and maybe yours will be the next segment.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So thank you so much for watching this first video and we'll see y'all next time.
Bye.